Hey guys, this is Joe. Today I want to introduce you to our partner Vanta. Achieving ISO 27001 or SOC 2 compliance can unlock major growth for your company and build customer trust, but the process can be time intense and costly. Vanta automates compliance, getting you audit ready quickly and saving up to 85% of associated costs. And Vanta scales with your business, helping you enter new markets. Join 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora that trust Vanta. Claim 20% off Vanta at Vanta.com/startup radio. That's Vanta.com, spelled Vanta.com/startup radio.
When you're an entrepreneur with a great idea, it can be daunting to find funding. Startup Raven takes the process out of your hands by helping entrepreneurs connect and learn about potential investors all in one place, without any long-filled forms or 1,000 questions. Sign up for early access at startupraven.com.
Welcome to startuprad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome to our summer 2023 wrap up with vital news from the startup scenes in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland in 30 minutes or less. We have a full program ahead, so we really have to talk fast today. This time we wrap up July and August. We come up with the summer news because the September news have always been way too long, overcrowded, and they covered 3 months. It was a bit too much of a break and too much news, too many news in one piece. So we decided to wrap up summer. And since the US are an important market and Labor Day is coming up as this weekend as the unofficial end of summer, this all seemed like a good fit for us. This summer has been a bit different. There's been a lot of news, so we focused more on the most recent ones, and we left a lot on the cutting floor. Before we start, for everybody in the US who celebrates it, we say Happy Labor Day. I'm still in the summer mood, wearing my summer shirt, and my co-host Joe is already giving a hint on for what's to come. So I would like to say here from New York, hello to you, Joe, first. How are you?
Hey, Chris. How are you doing? For everybody who can't see that, I'm wearing a dress shirt and a pullover over it. So I'm already in fall mood here. And I've already grown a little bit of my beard.
Okay, that's good. That was the ASMR section of this podcast. We, as always, will follow our top-down structure in the news. Our startup news wrap up for summer 23 by Startup Radio with me, Chris. I just got back from Denver to New York City. Joe is in Frankfurt. We recorded this episode today on August 30th, 2023. All news not yet included here will be published in our next episode. You can find all links to the news we are talking about on our Medium blog link below and in the show notes. We will be back on our weekly publication schedule from now on until Christmas and our next this month in GSA Startups episode will be the regular September news to be published on September 28th, which is all there is to say. And I think we can jump in with the highlights, which is also me. So a couple of news that this summer attracted our attention. First off is Binance, a cryptocurrency platform, which does not yet get permission to operate in Germany by the regulator BaFin. We have Nextwin, who raised $750 million, Bitpanda surpassing 1 million customers in Germany, and Germany setting a new record in new founders. We also shared that SAP wants to invest in Aleph Alpha. They confirmed this and two more. Germany's law for legalizing cannabis fell short a bit of expectations or hopes of some cannabis entrepreneurs. Europe dominates the climate fintech funding, and the overall fintech funding shows a sign of life. BaFin also stops mini VC investments, trashing the business model of some fintechs. And we also found newly closed VC funds in excess of $2.8 billion that are open to European funders. All of this and much more will be happening in the next now 25 minutes left. So let's talk startups. This video podcast will go live Monday, September 4th, as will the audio podcast. You can always listen to our internet radio station, www.startup.radio, and you can find all options to subscribe to our newsletter, podcast, YouTube channel, or listen to the radio station at linktree.ee/startupradio. That's linktree.ee/startupradio, one word.
Krista, word it's really cool that sponsors. I don't have to talk that much. That's really cool that I don't have to talk that much, Chris. It's awesome. Our enablers. This recording was made possible by HTIA and the Enterprise Europe Network Hessen. These organizations have made tremendous contribution to helping startup businesses succeed and thrive, providing a range of services from helping to find grants to ongoing partnerships. By taking advantage of these resources, startup companies can network and develop innovative strategies for success on the international stage. The dedicated support of HTIA and the Enterprise Europe Network Hessen is paramount in providing startup businesses with the tools for lasting success. Look for our dedicated sub-podcast in partnership with them called Tech Startups Germany in the podcasting app of your choice or down here in the show notes with our Linktree link, as well as Startup Raven, the best way to identify investors and corporation partners for early stage startups. You can still sign up for early access at startupraven.com. Chris, you always look to me like a top news guy.
And maybe like a bouncer, because
show me your bouncer face.
What bounce? Yeah, no, I don't. I'm too soft. I was usually the guy who was denied entry, obviously. And so one thing that they say in Germany is like, du kommst hier nicht rein. For like, oh, no way you're going to get in here, dude. Which is probably what Binance heard in Germany from the oversight institution BaFin, because we saw news from fintech blog Finance Forward reporting that the German finance oversight BaFin signaled no license for Binance in Germany, cryptocurrency trading platform. So they can right now neither advertise nor expand in Germany. To be clear though, this is not a definitive final no, but rather a Binance keeps trying, but BaFin signaled a no so far. So we will see how that goes there in the cryptocurrency industry. Related to that is probably that Bitpanda, the Austrian unicorn, also involved in crypto trading, surpassed 1 million customers in Germany alone. Even though this number is not completely sure or completely specific about how many of them are still really active or regularly active. But as this is always a tough question, even for startups, we would still love to like to mention and congratulate Bitpanda on this step. But as always, have in mind that money is only made with active users in that regard. But congratulations, Bitpanda. We saw top news that $715 million for wind energy were collected. The startup NextWind raised this amount of money in venture capital investors, including Sandbrook Capital, Canadian Funds Public Sector Pension Investment Board, PSP Investments, and IMCO. So $750 million, a rather significant amount of money here. Congratulations to that. We found a study called the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor Germany, and coming up with interesting numbers about the numbers of founders in Germany, and that monitor came to the conclusion that despite Germany's current economic situation, probably you saw that in the news, Germany might be the only G7 country this year whose GDP will actually shrink. But despite that, Germany has the highest share of founders in 24 years. According to that monitor, Germany had a quota of more than 9% of founders. They define this as people between the age of 18 to 64 who co-founded a new business within the last 3.5 years. So within the last 42 months, around 1 in 11 people in Germany started a new company. Sure, it's not always startups, but whatever kind of company, but still this number is really, really high. It's the highest value since 1999 when they started their monitoring. Especially immigrants are willing to start new businesses. Their founder quota is around 20% compared to 1.7% of non-immigrants. And the quota of women with 7.1% is overall lower than the one for men with 11%. But still, nevertheless, 7 to 11 sounds like an as if the gap is closing. So congratulations on female founders there as well. SAP invests in AI startups. We have shared before that the German software giant SAP is rumored to be interested in investing in Aleph Alpha. Now they confirmed the investment in three AI startups. It's quite a new strategy for SAP. In the past, they wrote their own code, but now they intend to work more with partnerships. So this will be an interesting development here because, there are still many people who would argue that probably SAP is the biggest IT success story in Germany in the last 30 to 40 years. Being a company that is not often considered as very sexy, but definitely one that keeps businesses running all over the world because they have huge, huge success in the enterprise resource planning software industry. That's it for the top news. Let's talk some housekeeping and brag about us.
Exactly. There are many, many reasons to be here than just keeping you up to date and entertain you guys. Well, we do our best. By the way, Chris talked about cutting down the news. We're now talking something like our script is 8 pages in Google Docs. It used to be 22 pages just news. So we really cut it down there. We inspire entrepreneurs was our main point. I just talked to Alexander, the founder of Awesome QA. Our podcast was his major inspiration to quit his job and start his AI startup. Now they have raised $2.8 million in an oversubscribed seed round for their Web3 customer support solution. Ain't that cool, Chris?
Very cool and also a bit scary that we are now responsible for someone or at least like we have contributed for someone to change their life. That's okay. I'm very like honored, but with great power comes great responsibility.
Spider-Man from Marcus Aurelius, right. Going back a little bit more to the mundane pieces publication schedule, we will get back to our regular weekly publication schedule from today on, meaning September 4th, until Christmas. This year is the very first where we will not publish the FinTech Review on December 25th, but before the holidays, due to popular demand. People have other things to do around Christmas. Expect our last piece for the year to drop on December 21st, we will take a break around the holidays and be back in January 2024. A little note on business culture. You may know that Germany has a federal holiday where we commemorate the reunification of East and West Germany on October 3rd. So that means this year, it is the Tuesday. Many people will take off Monday. So if you're planning to do business with Germany, it's likely that those 2 days only a few people will pick up the phone. Plus, if you're planning a business trip, keep that in mind as well. Just a bit of bragging here at the end. We now scored officially in podcast charts in 75 countries on Apple Podcasts alone. We just scored in Guatemala, Uganda, and Jordan. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias and shukran. Also, our internet radio station, Chris just talked about, startup.radio, has surpassed 100,000 listeners in just 30 days, ending August 18th. Thank you, everyone. Muchas gracias. Vielen Dank. Shukran.
Sixie. I always feel as if I have to put all these countries on my to travel to list. Damn.
I totally would do so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan, exactly. the city Petra in very famous for many movies in the desert.
Yeah. So, we are moving on to the ecosystem. So this is the part of our show where we talk about, more general news of the, startup ecosystem, the startup field as we know it. We start with some relevant news, like with a worldwide scope, because we saw an interesting story this time at the BBC about one of probably the bigger trends in farming or agriculture startups in recent years being vertical farming. The BBC reported that lean times hit the vertical farming business. Energy costs are still just too high in vertical farming to make it profitable. Some spend most of their money developing their own technology, which is also very expensive and may not be competitive. So if you've seen these nice pictures of like multiple floors of greenery and trees and actually farming space, it might probably not happen, but we will still have an eye on it because the idea seemed really attractive. Zoning in a bit on Europe and the European Union, Europe dominates in climate fintech funding despite an overall funding slump in 2022. This is a story found at tech.eu, and it's a report published by Swiss VC firm Tenity. Investments in European solar startups quadrupled in 2023, which is also interesting. It has some connection also to a German story recently where the government just decided that they want to make it more lucrative to have a little solar system on your actual balcony. So we guess and would predict that these investments actually will grow even higher after the photovoltaic industry was in a bit of a slump in recent years after initial funding ended a couple of years ago. Fintech startups in Europe raised less money in the second quarter of 2023, being 1.6 billion euros, compared to the second quarter in 2022, which was at 5.5 billion euros. But there's still an increase from the first quarter, from 1.4 billion to 1.6 billion euros. So a couple of numbers there, which you can read more about on Finance Forward, on the Finance Forward blog. Zoning in even more on Germany, Switzerland, and Austria, we have ecosystem news there too. The Swiss fintech funding pulled back 45% year over year, a message or a news item from Fintech Schweiz Digital Finance News. 80% of Germany's medical cannabis startups are set to die a painful death, says one article. To give you some background of this, from tech.eu. To give you some background for this story, there was a legalization of cannabis in the works for recreational use in Germany, the main idea of the government being that they want to curb the black market and get a better hold on things. We also talked about it in our interview with Kansativa, but the way the law is structured right now is that it's a bit more restrictive than some people were expecting or hoping for. You are allowed to have a certain amount of cannabis for private use if you're over the age of 18. And you can't buy it in specific shops or cafes, as you might probably know from the Netherlands, but rather get your cannabis from a club that you have to be a member of. Those clubs have certain regulations that they have to fulfill. And a lot of the details are still in the works. For example, how will the police check if you are driving under the influence? So it's all still a tiny bit muddy. Overall line, though, is cannabis for private use is going to be legalized in a very regulated and narrow way in Germany. And with regards to the startup scene, it might probably not be as big of an economic push as some people were expecting, because opportunities like shops or cafes won't be open. Mm-hmm.
I have one note on the article, because they're showing funding for Sanity Group and Kansativa Group here in the article. Just would like to point out, Kansativa is the main platform where pharmacies get their cannabis in Germany, the medical stuff, and Sanity Group is trying to make medicine out of all the pieces, all the little constituents of cannabis. So it's not necessarily that those startups with the big funding are related to those 80% that will be dying.
We have some news from the industry of trying to allow small investors, small private investors, to behave as if they were much bigger VC investors. There were a couple of startups that tried to facilitate this way of investing, but now the German finance oversight BaFin, which we already talked about with regards to Binance, that BaFin is in the process of stopping these VC investments for small investors, writes Finance Forward or Finance FWD, and probably this business model might be killed. So a few fintech startups might have to look for other ways to generate revenue in that regard. And then we saw some news regarding artificial intelligence. So also Germany tries to make sure that they're ahead of the curve in this like worldwide race for AI. And one thing that the government in Germany announced was to add additional funding and also to add 150 professorships at German universities related to AI, which for now, if you read the article, it just sounds a bit like, okay, this is an intelligent announcement. But given my knowledge of how German universities work and how lengthy some of those confirmation processes are, I wonder how fast they will actually find 150 experts in that field. And we just have to wait and see, but definitely announcing the fact that you want to get 150 additional professorships is better than not having the plan, I guess.
Plus, I also have something about the time delay here. Keep in mind that we have a bachelor and a master's, which is usually around 5 years. So if you have somebody, those new professors, maybe they get confirmed next year, are training. So maybe the first graduates, those professors taught from start till end, will be coming out of university 2029. So apparently this is a long-term plan.
Yes, send us your firstborn children.
Talking about hubs here. Yes. You guys know everything outside of Munich and Berlin, depending on which survey you are following. If you only have your eyes on Berlin and Munich, you're missing out around 70 to 80% of the entrepreneurial activity. We try to highlight some places you don't have on your map yet. For example, my home turf, Frankfurt Rhein-Main area, Frankfurt-based custodian for crypto securities, Cashlink, raises 7 million euros in Series A funding. We have an old interview with the CEO and co-founder, Michael Duttlinger, here, link in the show notes. Marley Spoon is already listed in Australia. Now they are listed in Frankfurt Stock Exchange through a business combination with 468 SPAC 2. And Qualifies, yet another of our former guests, raises $12 million to accelerate growth in healthcare supply chain compliance. Of course, learn more in our interview. And Leonardo raises €555,000 in a pre-seed funding. Sulzbach in the state of Saarland. Kraftblock raises €20 million in Series B funding. The company works on high temperature energy storage systems. Aachen. Acure, Aachen-based battery startup, raises €7.2 million venture capital. Metzingen, usually known for its outlet shopping. This is also the home of Neura Robotics, a Metzingen, Germany-based AI and robotics startups. They raise $55 million in funding. Go a little bit more south. Chris, you want to take over Austria?
Austria, this case, is also the place for a lot of rather like sad or negative news, because during summer we actually found a couple of stories about startup issues. I don't know. Are we allowed to say failures here? We will see. The Graz, Austria-based solar startup EET raises 6.5 million euros in venture capital to grow to 100 employees. So this is the exception that proves the theory. But because we have also news about the Vienna-based travel tech startup Midnight Deal, they filed for insolvency and got a customer shitstorm for allegedly not passing payments through to hotels. We hope the situation will be resolved soon. Vienna-based Trality offered a marketplace where one could place their crypto trading bots and charge others for using them. They also have to file for insolvency. And the Austrian e-bike startup Greenstrom has to file for insolvency after raising 9 million euros. Moving on from Switzerland to its neighboring country, Austria, we see that the Swiss startup Zaki launches with $2.3 million seed funding for industrial microfactories. And now we had the ecosystem, we had the hubs, we had news from Austria and Switzerland. Now it's time for some general news, tech news, companies news. A little note here, since we aim to inform you about the startup world in Germany, Switzerland, Austria, small and medium-sized enterprises and large enterprises are also active in the markets. Therefore, we include some news of them here as well, especially those where we believe they have an impact on a relevant segment of the GSA economy. First of all, some VC funds. If you are looking for money, our show notes have more information on where to pitch to these investors. You can find that under medium.com/startuprate-io, startuprate-io. Note here that we include all funds we find, mail or comment if you know about more, that are not excluding investing in GSA startups one way or another. So I'm going to rattle off a couple of them. RTP Global goes big with a new $1 billion fund with $660 million earmarked for new investments and $340 million for follow-ons. Looking to invest in startups from North America, Europe, India, and Southeast Asia, RTP Global says that its sector focus is broad. However, special mention was offered to AI and machine learning, enterprise software, fintech, e-commerce, and edutech. Venture firm QED raises $925 million for fintech investing. Itrium raises over 400 million euros for a digital growth fund 2, one of the largest in Germany today. And Itrium is Yttrium. The UK-based fintech VC firm Illuminate Financial closes a third fund at 215.2 million euros, looking to invest in the Series A fintech fundings. And they will invest in early stage Series A businesses solving problems for financial institutions. European EdTech VC at Bright Eye VC, all one word, Bright Eye, like a smart, not ear, closes the second fund at 100 million euros, looking for in seed and series fundings of edutech startups. And that leaves us with some news, especially in the fintech sector, which is your specialty.
Yes, after being interrupted by some minions brushing teeth here on my side. Fintech news, German finance oversight BaFin extends their limit for new business for N26, which has been in place since 2021 due to problems in anti-money laundry and fighting of terrorism financing. Fintech Solaris made 56 million loss in 2022, but looking to break even in 2023. This is an increase of 33% compared to their loss in 2021. Especially high costs for HR and compliance with BaFin orders drove the increase. Credit platforms. Aux Money buys majority in Dutch competitor Lender and Spender, their first takeover ever. The author sees this as the start of an expected consolidation in the fintech market. from banking giants to lending up and comers. Here's the world's top 200 fintech companies by CNBC, including here in Germany, Check24, Rentablo, Trade Republic, and OneCrowd. The Dutch crypto exchange Bitavo plans to expand in Germany, profiting from Binance Retreat. Remember, du kommst hier nicht rein. General news, online grocery markets in Germany. Knusper gets permission to take over competitor Pringmeister from Germany's federal cartel office. Mercedes, yes, the big car companies, sells its stake in the US car marketplace Heycar. Germany is no more in focus. Meaning for Heycar, not for Mercedes. HelloFresh beats core profit forecasts as customers returns, rise Reuters, and Getir, quick delivery service Getir, entered the German market with the takeover of Gorillas. Gorillas and Getir is a story we've long been talking about. Now they throw in the towel in 17 of 23 cities in Germany. And Chris is a guy for creative destruction as well, right?
Yes, I am. But before we do, I want to say one word about lender and spender, because so often we complain about startup names being really problematic and missing vowels. So whoever came up with this, dear Dutch people at Lender and Spender, congratulations. I think it's a very good name for a startup. It says what it does. It's a credit platform, Lender and Spender. Well done. So moving on to Schumpeter, one of the most influential economists of the 20th century. And he coined that term creative destruction, basically more or less meaning that sometimes destruction can be a great facilitator for a newer and better version of something. And we came across this topic or phenomenon specifically during COVID times, but we kept on... We held on to this part of our show because we found a couple of news that actually relate to this idea, supposed to make you, to offer probably some hope that no fail is ever as bad as it seems in the beginning. For example, this time around, we saw that, I saw a report that insolvency, even for startups, is not always the end. The founder of the e-commerce platform Momax bought the insolvent secondhand marketplace Mädchenflohmarkt, so girl flea market, out of insolvency. The German energy giant E.ON bought the insolvent charging column startup of Elva out of insolvency. And Future Stories, a marketplace for sustainable cosmetics, has to file for insolvency, but probably also their story might turn into a positive one if they can find another partner in the future.
And
to end on the high note,
yeah, since you're in the lead of this news, I am the guy who ends on a high note. That is awesome. Successful fundraising and exits. Usually we only include fundraisings and exits above 5 million euros or US dollars. Metro Fiber secures 120 million debt financing to support Ruhr Fiber rollout. This is not really startup investment as we would understand it, but not the less. That's why it's not making our top news. It's basically in the Rhine-Ruhr area. They are offering glass fiber networks for high-speed internet. AR startup DeepSet from Berlin raises $30 million for next level semantic search for enterprises, fueled by latest NLP and open source. BeOlet raises €13.3 million in Series A funding from world-class deep tech investors to solve the last big challenge of the OLED industry. Is by high-tech cuneiform, HTGF. Berlin-based Mercanis raised $10 million for AI-powered procurement platform. Munich-based Hologate backs 8.3 million Series A in euros, 8.3 million euros to expand interactions with virtual humans worldwide. And battery startup Voltfang wins German company Wiesmann, owned by Carrier Global, as investors. And we do have a lot of staying ahead of the curve. Why do startups keep focusing on the wrong KPIs? Seizing the moment, strategies for startups to outmaneuver competition, death to revenue multiples, and investor-friendly VC deal terms Rankle Startup's early backers, and much more. Chris, it was a pleasure as always recording the news with you. I'm afraid we just surpassed the 30-minute mark here.
Tiny bit. And yeah, apologies for the lighting situation. I just realized it's based on clouds passing by. Nature. Oh. Boo. So anyway, I say goodbye from New York. Thanks to you too, Joe. And see you in September.
See you in September. Bye, guys.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.